I used to think therapy was only for like people going through like major crises.
Yeah.
Like you only went if things were really bad.
Right.
But you know what? Reading through this material from Davenport Psychology,
Okay.
it really kind of opened my eyes to how much more there is to it.
Yeah.
It's not just about fixing problems, it's about
Right.
building a better version of yourself.
It's almost like preventative care for your mental well-being, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We go to the doctor for checkups even when we feel fine.
Yeah.
And this is like that tuning up your mental health before things go off key.
Okay, so let's dive into this Davenport material.
Okay.
They make a big deal about the benefits of seeking professional help. But are those just marketing buzzwords?
Actually, there's real science behind these benefits.
Okay.
Like, get this. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology found that over 75% of people who undergo therapy experience significant improvements in their symptoms and quality of life.
That's huge.
That's not just hype. It's backed by research.
So it's not just like, oh, come talk to us and feel better.
Right.
There's actual evidence that this stuff works.
Exactly.
And they talk a lot about customized care. Like it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Absolutely. What works for one person might not work for another.
Yeah.
And that's why Davenport emphasizes that initial assessment.
Okay.
It's about figuring out your unique needs and goals so they can tailor the approach to you.
Kind of like how a personal trainer wouldn't give everyone the same workout routine.
Yeah.
They'd assess your fitness level, what you want to achieve,
Right.
and then create a plan just for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Davenport also stresses the importance of having an expert guide you through the process,
Right.
just like you wouldn't try to perform surgery on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to navigate the complexities of mental health alone.
Right.
Licensed therapists are trained to help you understand and manage those
They
challenges.
actually have a great client story about this on their site.
Oh, really?
This woman was struggling with anxiety at work and was totally ready to quit.
Wow.
But through therapy, she learned coping mechanisms,
Okay.
like mindfulness techniques, that allowed her not only to stay in her job, but actually get a promotion.
That's amazing.
I know.
And that speaks to another key point,
Okay.
confidentiality.
Right.
If that client hadn't felt safe to open up completely,
Yeah.
she might not have gotten the help she needed.
Right.
Davenport emphasizes that what you share in therapy stays in therapy,
Right.
creating that safe space for you to be vulnerable and make progress.
Absolutely. Speaking of feeling safe to open up,
Yeah.
let's get into the specific services Davenport offers.
Okay.
They list a bunch, but instead of just rattling them off, let's see how they might fit into different situations.
Okay.
Imagine you're constantly arguing with your partner, and it feels like you're speaking different languages.
Yeah, that's where couples therapy
Right.
can be a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about pointing fingers or deciding who's right,
Right.
but about providing a neutral space for both partners to be heard
Yeah.
and work through their challenges together. Davenport has a really moving testimonial from a couple who came in feeling totally disconnected,
Oh, wow.
like roommates rather than partners.
Yeah.
After therapy, they were able to rebuild their communication and intimacy,
That's great.
even rekindle some of that early spark.
So it's like having a relationship coach in your corner,
Exactly.
helping you see those blind spots and learn healthier ways to communicate.
And it's not just for couples on the brink of breaking up.
Right.
Even solid relationships can benefit from a tune-up.
Yeah.
Davenport even offers workshops for couples who want to proactively strengthen their bond,
Oh, wow.
even if things are generally good.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And what about when the whole family dynamic is a bit off? Like teenage rebellion meets stressed out parents, and everyone's just clashing.
Yes, the joys of family dynamics. Davenport's family therapy approach recognizes that everyone plays a role in the overall well-being of the family unit. They
Okay.
don't just focus on the problem child,
Right.
but on how everyone interacts and communicates.
Got it.
It's like untangling a knot, where you have to look at all the threads to figure out how to loosen it.
And I bet having that neutral third party,
Yeah.
the therapist can help everyone feel heard without things getting too heated.
Absolutely. A
Yeah.
skilled therapist can facilitate those conversations,
Right.
helping family members understand each other's perspectives and develop healthier ways to interact. The Davenport website mentions they use a blend of techniques,
Okay.
including something called structural family therapy,
Right.
which helps identify patterns and roles within the family system.
So we've got couples and families covered.
Okay.
But what about when you're facing something on your own,
Yeah.
like anxiety or feeling overwhelmed? That's where individual therapy comes in, right?
Right. Exactly. Individual therapy is that dedicated one-on-one time with a therapist
Okay.
to address your personal challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about talking through your problems.
Right.
It's about developing coping strategies and tools you can use in your everyday life.
They actually highlight a success story about this on their site.
Oh, really?
A guy was struggling with social anxiety.
Okay.
Which was really impacting his work and social life.
Wow.
Through individual therapy, he not only learned to manage his anxiety,
right,
but actually ended up leading presentations at work.
Oh, wow.
Something he never would have imagined before.
That's amazing.
And it shows how therapy can be about so much more than just fixing problems.
Right.
It's about empowering you to live a fuller, more meaningful life.
Exactly.
So far, we've been talking about individual sessions, but they also offer group therapy, which seems like a totally different vibe.
Okay.
I used to think group therapy was just like a support group.
Yeah.
But is it more structured than that?
It definitely has more structure. Okay.
A trained therapist leads the group.
Got it.
And it involves people who share similar challenges or experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of it is you get that support and validation of knowing you're not alone.
Oh, that's nice.
But also the guidance of a professional to keep things focused and productive.
It's like that saying, shared experience is shared healing.
Yeah.
Imagine being in a group with others who get what it's like to deal with anxiety or grief.
Hmm.
That sense of connection must be incredibly powerful.
Absolutely. And the Davenport website specifically mentions using group therapy for folks dealing with social anxiety.
Okay.
They say it provides a safe space to practice social skills and build confidence in a supportive environment.
Right.
It's almost like a real-life training ground for those situations that might feel overwhelming on your own.
Now, we also need to talk about crisis intervention.
Okay.
This seems like a whole different ballgame for those really intense moments.
Yes. Crisis intervention is about providing immediate support and stabilization during a serious crisis.
Right. It's like that emergency room visit for your mental health.
Yeah.
It's about getting through that critical moment and making sure you're safe.
So they've got you covered, whether you're in a full-blown crisis or just looking for ways to improve your relationships,
right,
or manage stress. It's like they've thought of everything.
And it's really about meeting people where they're at.
You know,
what struck me about Davenport's approach is that they seem to understand that taking that first step can be the hardest part.
Right.
They really emphasize how simple it is to reach out.
They even have a whole section on their website called How to Begin Your Journey.
Oh, wow.
It breaks it down into easy steps.
Okay.
Like just picking up the phone or sending an email to schedule a consultation.
Yeah.
And they make it clear that their staff is friendly and there to answer any questions you might have.
That's so important because when you're feeling vulnerable or unsure,
right,
it can be intimidating to reach out for help.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that you'll be met with compassion and understanding can make all the difference.
It reminds me of when I first went to a yoga class.
Okay.
I was so nervous and self-conscious.
Yeah.
But the instructor was so welcoming and encouraging that it instantly put me at ease.
Exactly. It's about creating that safe and inviting space from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And remember that initial consultation isn't a commitment.
Okay.
It's a chance for you to get a feel for the therapist and see if it's a good fit.
It's like a first date, right?
Exactly.
You're both trying to see if there's a connection and a potential for a strong and productive working relationship.
And if it feels right, you can move forward with setting up regular sessions and developing a personalized treatment plan.
Right.
But if not, you're not obligated to continue.
So it's all about finding the right therapist for you.
Mm-hmm.
That sense of agency is really empowering.
Absolutely.
It's your journey, and you get to choose who you want to walk alongside you.
I think that's a key takeaway from all of this.
Yeah.
It's about reclaiming your mental well-being and taking those steps to create a happier, healthier life.
It's like switching from autopilot to actually taking the wheel and steering your life in the direction you want to go.
And remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Right.
It's a sign of strength, not weakness.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that you deserve support and investing in your own well-being.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from why seeking help is so beneficial to the different types of therapy offered.
Right.
And even how to take that first step. While we focus specifically on Davenport psychology,
yeah,
these insights really apply broadly.
Absolutely. The key takeaway here is that therapy is a valuable resource for anyone looking to improve their mental health and overall well-being, no matter what challenges they're facing.
So here's a thought-provoking question for you to ponder.
Good.
What's one area in your life where you think professional guidance could help?
Mm.
Maybe it's a relationship that needs a tune-up. a stressful situation you're struggling to manage,
right.
or even just a desire to unlock your full potential.
And remember, you don't have to wait for things to hit rock bottom to reach out.
Yeah.
Seeking help is about taking proactive steps towards a brighter future.
It's about investing in yourself and creating a life that feels good on the inside and out. And that's something we all deserve.